Hi, I'm Lisa Gunther with Canadian Cattlemen, and I'm here again today with Kelly Sidorek to talk family transition planning. And Kelly, we were just talking about a mentor of yours off camera a little bit, David Irvine. Do you want to tell us a little bit about
Sure. Sure. David is actually the topic of my latest column, and he's offering webinars, and I was very fortunate enough to sit in on one, and it was really, as so much of the time we're talking about change and transition, and I was very fortunate to meet David in the early to mid 80s. We were taking a workshop, and it was actually called Building the Effective Organization, and it was through Holistic Resource Management at the time, and they had a five-day intense workshop on the people side of things. At that time, David was in Lethbridge. He was doing a lot of work working with families in the therapy family elements. And then he has since moved on to, you know, working with organizations and teams. And he's just an amazing individual. And I've learned a lot from him and have a great deal of respect for him.
Yeah, I mean, you just think of what he's contributed over the years to farming and ranching families and that whole sphere. It's very fortunate.
Yes, yes, yeah. One of the people that he references as a mentor, in addition to his mom, because she also worked in that same field, is a gal by the name of Virginia Satir, and she wrote a book called People Making, which is very interesting and one of the earlier reference books that I used when I was starting studying and learning more about this subject.
Great. So, and I mean, I feel very fortunate to be able to talk with you regularly about these things and have your column. And this latest column was on, as you were saying, one of David's recent webinars and just handling the change process.
Yes.
Transitions. So yeah. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, and certainly it's not something new. People will think that, you know, the topic is one that we keep coming back to, but really that is what succession is about, is navigating that change. And David uses the analogy because they've sold their longtime family home acreage just outside of Okotoks and are downsizing into a smaller space. And, you know, he says that logically, he knew it would be hard and there would be challenges, but he has discovered that it was harder than he thought it was going to be. And, you know, when you look at that change model that has us starting out at status quo, something happens and then it does go down. Maybe there's denial for a while. And then at the bottom trough, if you will, there can be a lot of chaos before we start working our way back up with some reflection and learning to hit a new level of self-awareness or the way we're operating. So I guess at the end of the day, honestly, sometimes things are possibly going to get worse before they get better. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, maybe a little bit of a tough thing to swallow, but it is a reality, and knowing that that is what it is for everyone too, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It just seems to be always a bit messy in the middle, I think.
The messy middle, yeah, yeah. That's what they call it.
Oh, is it okay? Sure. That's probably why I was calling it that.
Yeah.
And so I have to say, having read about this in your column a few times, I actually appreciate the a little bit of a reminder and looking at it from different points of view, because whether or not, I mean, even if you're not in the middle of a farm transition, you're going to hit something in your life where there's going to be change. So
for sure,
you can think, oh, I'm just in the middle right now. It's
yes, yes. And that it's okay if this is really challenging at the moment. It isn't, you know, we find our way mostly to come through it to a more positive level, but it will be challenging in the in the middle part of it. You know, something else I often think about is, even though you're speaking of not being in a farm family enterprise that's transitioning or succeeding, that happens everywhere. You know, thinking of even, you know, in our jobs, in our careers, in our nonprofit involvement, you know, so when I'm not there, who's going to fill my shoes? And I think it's always a great way to be proactive and think about who that might be and what do we need to start cultivating in the way of individuals, in the way of a culture ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I think if you yeah, any business or any organization, if you hire somebody who's young and gung-ho, and then you never give them an opportunity and maybe a little bit of a push occasionally to mm-hmm. take on more responsibility and develop those skills,
yeah,
they'll probably go elsewhere.
Yes, right? Yes, yeah. And especially, I think that the younger people in this generation are perhaps more worldly. And some of that is because they have seen and experienced more things. Other is being in the information age where we have access to all these different bits of information and knowledge that we can start applying.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. What else do people need to be thinking about maybe if they're or just know if they're at some point in that transition process?
Well, I think, being committed and being persistent to work your way through it. And, most of us are lucky to have strong foundations. I talk about Gibbs' triangle with that. The base of it is trust and acceptance. And even though that can be challenging in our families, that is a strong foundation from which we can work, or whatever organization, hopefully always be building that. That'll ebb and flow too, depending on the circumstances, but working from within that base.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it is foundational, right? You can, if you have that, you really can see your way through the messy middle.
Yes, yes. And, being open to the idea that it might not actually turn out how you expected or thought it would, but mm-hmm. how about if it's even better? That's yeah. something to think about too.
Yeah. Yeah. We sometimes don't know what life has in store, but it can be surprising in a really good way.
True. True. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Anything else you want to add today, Kelly?
No, that sounds good. Thanks so much, Lisa.
Great. Thank you.